key team roles. A transformation process will not move forward without developing a critical mass of organizational support. The following roles are critical to gaining this support on transformation projects: evangelist, active executive sponsor, core steering team, and program director and design team. Note that the names of these roles may differ. Evangelist. The first role that needs to be filled in a transformation is an executive role that champions the transformation and builds support and a sense of urgency for the change. The evangelist. This person needs to be a credible expert and be able to communicate well in both formal presentations and one-on-one. The evangelist should have the leadership skills and transformational leadership style already discussed. This is a self-appointed role, or it could be appointed by the chief executive officer, but a volunteer is preferred. The best candidate should have financial understanding and accountability, meaning that the person is knowledgeable about financial statements, the impact of changes in costs, revenues, and assets, and is able to tell the story behind the numbers, defend business cases, recommendations, and justification, and motivate people to achieve financial targets. An integrated measurement model mindset so that they can help goals cascade up to strategy and down to daily goals where the work actually gets done. An organizational learning mindset that values communication and team learning. Job experience in different positions related to orchestrate, plan, source, transform, order, fulfill, or return, including expertise with key organizational practices, for example, sales and operations planning, Lean Six Sigma, cross-docking, project management, process mapping, metrics models, for example, SCORE-DS, and business case development training and experience. Teaching and coaching talent, such as adjusting teaching to the audience and their current level of understanding, using real-world anecdotes to set context, and using humor when needed to provide comic relief or dispel tension. One-on-one conversations help people to buy in individually, which will lay the groundwork needed to make the case to the larger audience. A good place to start is to get the chief financial officer, CFO, on board. This is because this role is typically already aligned with the concept of supply chain excellence driving costs and has a good understanding of how supply chain metrics affect the organization's overall performance. Active executive sponsor. The active executive sponsor has the authority to approve or reject a transformation business case and portfolio charter. This person is accountable for success or failure, and so will review plans and recommended changes. In addition, the active executive sponsor acts as a facilitator, removing blockers, backing up the evangelist in selling the transformation, and preparing the organization for change. The chief executive officer, CEO, could fill this role. It should be someone with authority over the directors of the functions that make up the supply chain so that business resources can be integrated and internal politics can be mitigated. It is vital that this role have or be educated and sold on the concept of the supply chain as a process that needs to be larger than any one functional area, that supply chains need sufficient complexity but not more, and that strategy, design, people, organizational structure, process, and technology are interconnected perspectives. During the transformation, the active executive sponsor needs to encourage the evangelist to get more done faster, for example, by creating and enforcing aggressive deadlines. During review of benchmarking, process maps, and metrics, the sponsor needs to be actively engaged, learning the logic used to make decisions so that they can accept or reject the results of the analysis on its merits as a defined opportunity. During supply chain design, they regularly meet with the design team leader to learn about progress, assumptions, and the scope and priority of initiatives. Core steering team. The core steering team is composed of executives who are at similar levels of authority and are responsible for areas of the supply chain that need to transform. While this team may need to include members who are resistant to the change, the core of the team can be hand-selected to improve the chances of success. Ideal members are those who are willing to assign resources from their own teams, who have built cross-functional or cross-organizational relationships successfully, are champions of organizational and supply chain alignment, have organizational knowledge depth related to processes and prior change initiatives without being too pessimistic, are open to ideas from outside the organization instead of falling prey to the not invented here syndrome, and can cope well with uncertainty. Coping well with uncertainty is a key aspect of moving away from a silo mentality to a systems view. This is because if one can see the interactions of processes, one can look at inputs and outputs and make sense of a complex system, rather than trying to have certainty by considering only what one can control oneself. Once the team is formed, it should set ground rules such as to use clarifying dialogue and critique prior to rendering an opinion and saving opinions for true decision points. There should be a process for how agreements will be reached. Portfolio/program director and design team. The portfolio or program director may be the evangelist or another individual. This person should have extensive portfolio/program and project management experience. The design team is responsible for analyzing supply chain gaps and making change recommendations. Individuals need expertise in the design process and supply chain elements. The best members will have problem-solving experience, task discipline, compatible personalities, and access to data. Problem-solving experience could take the form of 6 Sigma black belts and some green belts and experience in tools, for example, value stream mapping or data analytics. Task discipline is vital because failure to complete or participate in earlier design steps makes it very hard to catch up and understand the next step. Compatible personalities represent a balance between various perspectives. One perspective is the facts versus feelings continuum, data and reasoning versus feelings and human factors. Others include details versus vision, bottom-up or top-down, introvert versus extrovert, internal thoughts versus thinking out loud, and low versus high organization, loose versus organized. A good balance can prevent problems such as all extroverted leaders who can sell, but can't present the details needed to get things approved, or paralysis by analysis, in which a team can plan forever but can't sell recommendations. Team members will need to know how to extract data from their systems, such as how to execute queries. They also need the right access management privileges, meaning they have the role-based authority to conduct at least read-only queries in specific areas. The team as a whole should have most of the areas covered.